With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Three people are recovering in Manhattan hospitals after a cab jumped the curb and drove into the crowds near Herald Square Christmas afternoon. The yellow cab plowed into the sidewalk just after 4 p.m. Six people in total were hit. Two women and a 9-year-old boy were hospitalized. The driver, who may have had a medical episode triggering the crash, cut his leg. Police are investigating. The man charged with setting a woman on fire in a New York City subway awaits his Friday court date.
The NYPD says a man is under arrest for slashing two people on Christmas Eve at Grand Central Station in Manhattan, charged with assault. A 26-year-old female was slashed in the neck, a 42-year-old male in the wrist, both in stable condition, according to police, who say it started in the stairs leading to the train. Meanwhile, Sebastian Zepeda, the man charged with lighting a woman on fire on Sunday on the subway, remains behind bars following his Tuesday arraignment for murder, where prosecutors said he not only lit her on fire, he fanned the flames with a shirt, and it was all caught on video. Julie Walker, New York.
Also at SRNNews.com, gang violence continues in Haiti.
Haiti's Online Media Association now confirms that two reporters were killed in a gang attack at the reopening of Port-au-Prince's biggest public hospital. Street gangs have taken over an estimated 85% of Haiti's capital. Gangs forced the closure of the general hospital earlier this year. Authorities had pledged to reopen the facility, but as journalists gathered to cover the event, suspected gang members opened fire in a vicious Christmas Eve attack. A video posted by one of Haiti's most powerful gangs said that the gang coalition had not authorized the hospital's reopening. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. A Florida woman is convicted of vandalizing a pro-life pregnancy center. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
It happened in the wake of the Supreme Court's decision to repeal Roe v. Wade. Multiple centers across Florida and across the country were attacked by angry pro-abortion advocates, including Gabriela Oropeso of Cooper City. She now faces up to 10 years in prison when she is sentenced in March. Several other women who participated in the attacks have already pleaded guilty. Their actions include painting threatening messages on the buildings. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has filed suit against the NCAA to prevent males from playing on female sports teams, arguing that it misleads fans. The lawsuit filed in state district court argues the NCAA is violating the Texas Trade Practices Act, which protects consumers from deceptive business practices. The lawsuit is the latest attempt by conservative politicians to protect women's sports and the health of female athletes. This is SRN News. Solemn moments in Great Britain.
King Charles III used his annual Christmas message to highlight health workers at the end of a year in which both he and the Princess of Wales were diagnosed with cancer. After the broadcast of the Christmas message, the royal family was seen attending Christmas Day services at a church in Sandringham Estate. The king walked with Queen Camilla, while Prince William, Kate, and their three children followed. Kate was also seen hugging a cancer patient after the service. Rika Ann Garcia, London.
First responders from Butler, Pennsylvania, are invited to walk in next month's inauguration parade in Washington, D.C. Organizers have extended an invitation to those who responded to the July 13th assassination attempt on President Trump in that town. Members of multiple local departments and agencies are being given the opportunity to take part in the event following President Trump's January 20th swearing in. More details at srnnews.com.